This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is QNN, your community network news, bringing you the latest in LGBTIQA+ news and sport from Australia and the world. Celebrating 15 years on air, thanks to Australia's only rainbow community media organisation, Joy.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. A Perth man says he and a friend were victims of a violent gay bashing in the city's nightlife district in Northbridge. Adrian Lee and a friend were walking the 400 metres between Perth queer venues, the Court Hotel, to Connections Nightclub, a typical trip for the city's queer pubgoers. However, after being approached by two men asking if the pair were gay, Adrian and his friend were attacked, with Adrian ultimately requiring medical treatment for a fractured nose. The Australian Classification Board has rejected a call to ban or restrict a gender and sexuality memoir after a conservative activist complained to Queensland Police. Genderqueer, a memoir, is a 2019 graphic novel by non-binary author Maya Kababi on the author's exploration of gender identity and sexuality, aimed at teenage readers. Last month in Queensland, conservative activist Bernard Gaynor complained to Logan City Council about the book being on its library shelves, as well as the Queensland Police, prompting the police to refer the book on to the Department of Communications and Art, which runs the Australian Classification Board for classification. The trans flag mural on the Bondi Beach seawall has been vandalised. According to the Instagram account Gay Sydney News, which first reported the incident, the vandalisation happened around 7 a.m. on Thursday, April 6, 2023. According to a New South Wales Police spokesperson, officers from Eastern Suburbs Police Area Command are aware of a mural being damaged at Bondi Beach this morning and have commenced an investigation. Advocate and actress Georgie Stone has said to those who wish to marginalise or even eradicate trans people, "We are not going anywhere." The 22-year-old trans trailblazer delivered a powerful speech to the National Press Club in Canberra on Tuesday. She warned anti-trans rhetoric has devastating real-world consequences for the trans community, saying, "This last month has been incredibly difficult for us. And gay, lesbian, and bisexual youth are more likely to experience sleep problems than their heterosexual counterparts, according to a new study." Researchers analysed data on more than 8,500 people aged between 10 and 14 years of age, which is seen as a critical time for physical and mental development. They found that 35.1% of those who identified as gay, lesbian, or bisexual reported difficulty in sleeping within the last 2 weeks. That was your news update. Now to Jacqueline with your sport report.
World-renowned human rights advocate Dr. Payoshni Mitra spoke on Joy 94.9 Sports Show Sideline in response to the banning of transgender athletes by World Athletics and World Aquatics. Dr. Mitra, who was a leading campaigner in the abolition of sex testing policies in women's sport, says the scientific evidence is not clear and the regulations should be challenged in court.
If that was really their attention, they would have done a lot more about other issues concerning women's sport, sexual harassment and abuse, resource allocation, other forms of discrimination against women. But no, that's not the case.
Dr. Mitra has called on sporting federations to follow the International Olympic Committee framework in policy development. Transgender Australian golfer Brianna Gill has won the Australian Women's Classic at New South Wales Bonneville to heated social media backlash. 42-year-old Gill and Danny Vesquez tied on 6-under par after 3 days of competition, with Gill securing the win after a playoff and the title of 2023 Australian Women's Classic Champion. It is Gill's first major tournament win in 8 years on the circuit. WPGA Tour of Australasia Chief Executive Officer Karen Lunn says it is sad that Gill is unable to enjoy the win due to anti-trans abuse received. And kits for professional women's football teams are changing after player concerns over wearing white shorts during periods. The New Zealand women's team will swap their traditional white shorts for teal blue. The Matildas kit will feature period protection in the base layer under the shorts, with the fit and material catered to the specific movements of female sports players. And England's Lionesses will now wear blue shorts instead of white. The FIFA Women's World Cup kicks off in Australia and New Zealand from 20 July until 20 August.
Thanks, Jacqueline. That's what's making news in the LGBTIQA+ community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Tune in to Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, joy.org.au, or via the Joy app. QNN is distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.